Here's a scenario. You tell me if this is crazy. And I, by the way, won't hurt my feelings if it is, so go ahead. That if the there's some sort of monetary crisis, we run into a you know, the complete devaluation of the dollar. We're back to, you know, people bringing wheelbarrows of money to buy a loaf of bread, that kind of a thing. So then we're going to reevaluate the dollar. We're going to give it a new value. And we're sort of going to, you know, reset the clock, recalibrate our economy on the basis of gold that we own that's in Fort Knox and in the Federal Reserve. You're with me so far? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then we find out, oh, wait, all of this money, all of this gold has already been promised to other nations. The one scenario would say, oh, gosh darn it, now we're totally screwed because now we can't do that to recalibrate our money, and then the country would continue to spiral. Or, more likely, we would declare a form of international bankruptcy in which we would say, oh, our debts are – we're wiping our debts off, and we're starting from zero. Sorry, Belgium. Sorry, Japan. Sorry, China. Sorry, whomever it is that we promised this gold to. You can't have it. And with the might of our military, who's going to stop us from doing that anyway?
That's right. Who's going to stop us? Indeed, no one. I mean, who would make war with the United States, right? That's been the theory. And it is that the F-16s and Marines that have enforced monetary policy since the days of Henry Kissinger. You know, when the Middle Eastern countries first decided in the oil embargo, when President Nixon closed the gold window, and said, well, we're not going to pay for your oil with gold anymore. We're going to pay with these dollars. And the oil-rich countries said, well, then we're not going to sell you any oil. It was the F-16s and Marines that ultimately convinced them to change that posture. What I think would be more likely than an international bankruptcy would be a general confiscation of gold, much the same way as President Roosevelt did. You know, when he saw the crisis facing the country, he said, okay, everybody bring in your gold, and we're going to give you $20 an ounce for it, and after this day, it's illegal for you to own gold. And so we dropped our gold in the government's lap at $20 an ounce, and then the very next day, gold was worth $35 an ounce, and that's how they got the money to kickstart the economy the first time around. So imagine such a scenario today. The Fort Knox is empty. All the gold is pledged. We want to revalue our currency. Great. Everybody turn in your gold.
All right. Well, here's what I'd say to that, and then we'll wait for your response. I'd say of those two scenarios, one requires tanks. And what would be, I think, an unprecedented mobilization of domestic forces on the American people. In order to take the gold back, you couldn't just depend on people to just walk up and plunk it in the government's lap this time. And the other requires a wave of the pen to declare bankruptcy against our international debtors. It would just be, whoop, okay, we decide, we call. It's like a kid's game. We call, we don't owe you money anymore. And then that would be the end of it. Why wouldn't we think the latter would be more likely?
Well, because it would surrender our place as the preeminent reserve currency in the world. And as for having to have tanks rolling in the streets in order to take America's gold, you know, you have 2,000 metric tons of gold that's owned by individual American investors, but stored somewhere else. See, Americans don't generally take physical possession of their
gold. That's true. That's true. You mean that the houses, the websites, the people that sell you essentially a certificate for your gold?
Correct.
Okay.
If they were ordered by the federal government to turn ownership over, they would. They wouldn't stand for the people. And, you know, between the top 13 funds, again, you have 2,000 metric tons of gold. And that is a pretty hefty pile, enough to restart this economy, that's for sure.
It would be pointless in an emergency to have a certificate for gold. If there were a real emergency, you would either have to have it on your person or not. I mean,
That's right.
It would be pointless.
Yeah, and the majority, the vast majority of gold holdings by individual investors in this country are done so that physical possession never occurs. So a confiscation order would be directed not at the individual investor, but at the ETFs, you know, at GLD and the COMEX Gold Trust and the Nomura Gold. I mean, there's a whole list of them. All of them would be just ordered to now turn their gold over to the U.S. government. Furthermore, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, with its 200-plus different depositors, would quickly probably clean out its vaults and get it out of the country. I can't imagine that the Federal Reserve would stand still for either of those two scenarios. And certainly for them, the more dangerous of the two would be an outright repudiation of our debt. And in a fixed supply environment where you were limited somehow in the amount of money that you could issue, then that possibility is very real. But when they can simply pencil in a bigger number on the Fed's balance sheet, you know, we've already ballooned the Fed's involvement from $800 billion to nearly $2.5 trillion just in the scope of 18 months. And my sources tell me that they're fully prepared to double that again, to go to $5 trillion. That, of course, would preclude any need for bankruptcy, but it would drive the price of their physical gold holdings to levels never seen before.